Welcome to Consensus or Controversy, a special audio program on breast cancer developed from a satellite CME symposium held at the 2018 ASCO annual meeting in Chicago. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The program focused on cases and questions provided by a panel of five community-based general medical oncologists, and we polled both the audience at the satellite meeting and our distinguished faculty of Drs. Harold Burstein, Angelo DeLeo, Sarah Hurwitz, Mark Robeson, Hope Brugo, and George Sledge. To begin, we focused on treatment of patients with localized HER2-positive disease and the most common question, which was selection of adjuvant therapy in patients receiving neoadjuvant treatment. While both the audience and faculty used trastuzumab and pertuzumab in patients with residual disease after neoadjuvant therapy, there was disagreement about whether to add pertuzumab in patients having a pathologic complete response. Dr. Rugo began the discussion.
Well, of course, we don't have any data on this at all. It's a data-free zone. The AFFINITY trial looked at trastuzumab and pertuzumab in the adjuvant setting, and the NeoSphere trial looked at trastuzumab and pertuzumab in the neoadjuvant setting, but was followed by trastuzumab, and the patients also received anthracyclines out back. So I think that the idea behind my response was that I found that when patients receive both trastuzumab and pertuzumab, they have more side effects than if they get trastuzumab alone. And if they have a pathologic complete response and they're doing very, very well, it is likely that they will do just as well with trastuzumab alone to complete 1 year. And I don't think we have enough data to really justify giving the additional antibody for most patients in that setting. On the other hand, if patients have residual disease, they may benefit from continued exposure to antibody therapy. And we've seen that in the studies that looked at short versus long trastuzumab. So 1 year, our standard, versus 6 months or 9 weeks. The patients who had higher risk disease are the ones that seem to benefit from getting the longer duration exposure to trastuzumab. And so it does make sense to me in that situation to give the double antibodies.
So, Mark, I guess we're in the art of oncology here. How come you use both antibodies, even in a patient with a path CR?
Well, my reasoning is that if they got a path CR with both antibodies, then maybe that second antibody contributed to that. And so if that was part of the benefit, as we know from the neoadjuvant trials, then keep going with what's worked. So that was...
Hal?
I agree with Mark. The drugs worked. If you are thinking of pertuzumab as an adjuvant treatment, the only data we have for its use is a year of therapy. And as he alluded to, you know, there's pretty clear evidence that you're on the right track. I mean, arguably, if the tumor is resistant to it with residual disease, it probably makes less sense in some respects to continue it than crossing over, though I would give it there as well.